iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
You still have 10,000 people a year who die on U.S. roadways as a result of alcohol-impaired driving. But what we hope to do is increase that stigma with texting while driving. Sadly, here in the United States, about an average of 9 people die as a result of distracted driving every single day, and more than 1,000 people are injured every day.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here, and joining me is Doug Shoup from the Auto Club of Southern California. All of us know it as AAA. And Doug is the Senior Public Affairs Specialist. And today, Doug is joining us for a talk about driving intoxicated.
That's right, Tom. Thanks for having me today.
And don't do it, by the way.
Don't do it.
Drive intoxicated.
You know, you don't have to go very far here in Southern California on any freeway or any roadway for that matter to see people driving distracted by those mobile devices.
Absolutely.
And you can tell they're slowing down. They're going much slower than the speed limit as they're concentrated on that phone. They're weaving out of the lanes of traffic.
Smartphones and even back to Blackberries, right? They, I believe, have a definite impact on the already congested traffic that we have on the highways, because people realize that, oh, it's getting backed up, whatever, I'm just going to check my phone and not get frustrated with the road. Well, then drivers like me see that and it's like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, a half mile gap in front of this person because they haven't been paying attention that, you know, it's time to speed up a little bit in this particular space and maybe get going again, right? And get out of the congestion. But no, they need to finish the message that they're dealing with.
And unfortunately, what's happening is people are so accustomed to using those mobile devices when they're stuck in traffic that they're now starting to use them when they're going at highway speeds,
yeah,
you know,
scary.
And it's dangerous. And so the Auto Club launched a new initiative in April, the start of April, which was National Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Yep.
This new initiative, the theme is don't drive intoxicated, don't drive intoxicated. And this is a traffic safety education campaign that was created to make distracted driving as socially unacceptable as drinking and driving. And so these new public service announcements are airing on television as well as on radio. You may have seen them. They feature a person, a dad, driving with kids in the vehicle.
Yep.
It says, you don't do this, which is him with a bottle of beer in his hand.
Right.
So why do you do this? And then it flips to him with a mobile device in his hand. And really, this message is intended for people of all ages, but especially those older drivers who consider themselves safe, right?
Right.
They say, I'd never get behind the wheel after drinking alcohol, yet they regularly will text while driving. And we know the research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety shows that taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds doubles your chances of being involved in a crash. On average, it takes about 5 seconds to read or send a text message. Traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's like going the entire length of a football field blindfolded. I mean, who knows what you could encounter during that length of a football field? You know, a child running out to get a ball, a bicyclist, a jogger, another vehicle that comes to an abrupt stop. And so that's why this campaign targets those drivers who would never consider drinking and driving and yet continually use those mobile devices. Texting while driving is that true triple threat. It, because it's manual, taking your hands off the steering wheel. It's visual, taking your eyes off the road. And it's also cognitive, taking your mind and your focus off of the task of driving.
Yeah, and that's best case scenario if you're dealing with a message that's a happy one as opposed to one that's annoying or frustrating. Right?
Yeah, and you know, we actually put this initiative to the test. We put it to focus groups here in Southern California as well as in Texas because we wanted to get people's reaction to these public service announcements. And we really got an overwhelming show of support. You know, it triggered reaction of sadness when people saw these public service announcements, which show what happens when someone makes that wrong decision to text while driving. But also we heard from the focus group participants, I never thought of it that way. You know, I know that drinking and driving is bad. You know, but I never really kind of equated that the consequences are the same. You know, it could be deaths or injuries. And so, you know, the Auto Club recognizes the impact that more than 50 years of public education efforts against alcohol-impaired driving have had across the country. The number of alcohol-impaired deaths have been cut by half since the 80s. Now, there's still a lot more work to be done. You know, you still have 10,000 people a year who die on U.S. roadways as a result of alcohol-impaired driving. But what we hope to do is increase that stigma with texting while driving, similar to the stigma that exists with drinking and driving. And we know that, sadly, here in the United States, about an average of 9 people die as a result of distracted driving every single day, and more than 1,000 people are injured every day. And so if we can get this message
across
the United States.
I would have guessed those numbers would be much bigger.
Well, that's the big question, is they what, very
is
well
accurate?
Could be.
Is it accurate?
They
right.
very well could be, and most likely the numbers are much higher.
How many accidents are occurring and people are actually, they know that, oh my gosh, this happened because I had my phone in my hand.
But they're
immediately covering it up.
Right.
And certainly, you know, probably to themselves too.
Right. You know, and that's the thing, is we know that these numbers are much higher. And so if we can, and this is a trend that's not going away. It's not like mobile devices are going away anytime soon. And you know, young people, new beginning drivers, I mean, they've had these mobile devices well before they started driving.
Yeah.
I mean, and so we just have to continue to get this message out. And so that's why we started this initiative, Don't Drive Intoxicated, Don't Drive Intexticated. And research released by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety finds that even though 97% of drivers say that texting or emailing while driving is a serious or very serious threat to their safety, 45% admitted to having read a text or email while driving in the past month, and 35% admitted to having typed one. So there's very much a do as I say, not as I do mentality. People
do you?
Know that it's wrong? Absolutely not. Before I worked at AAA, I was a news reporter.
Right.
And I did. I made that decision to get behind the wheel and text because you have the newsroom calling you or texting you. And,
busy person.
And it's a very common thing. And so, you know, prior to joining the Auto Club about 7 years ago and reading this research and then talking, this is what really I think is the most impactful. When you talk to someone that lost a loved one as a result of a texting while driving crash. It's devastating for families, and they always wonder, you know, what would have happened if that person had just not used their phone. There's nothing more important in that phone
very sobering.
Than someone else's life. And so that's the message. You know, it's a sobering message from AAA. Put down your phones because lives depend on it.
At any rate, texting is just as distracting and just as big a problem as or doing anything on your smartphone. Doesn't matter if you're texting or working an app or whatever it is, just as dangerous. And actually, you mentioned experiencing some of the outcomes. I was actually at a presentation with California Highway Patrol, and it was for a bunch of high school kids. And they did this whole presentation on a big screen video and whatever. And at the end of the presentation, that was on the screen, they had some of the people that were involved in the accident come up and talk. And then at the end, they actually had the person responsible come up and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these are all very upstanding citizens whose lives were impacted in a very negative, very powerfully negative way. And it left a big impact on me. Can I raise my hand and say I've never touched my phone while in the car since then? I can't. And that's bad.
And I think that's why we did this initiative, because we want people to ask themselves that question. You know, what is so important in that mobile device that is worth my life, the life of my children in the back seat, or the life of somebody else in another vehicle, or a pedestrian or bicyclist on the roadway? And so we're encouraging people to understand, really watch the public service announcements that are on television, watch them online. You can go to AAA.com/don't-drive-distracted. Talk with young people. There are always going to be new drivers out there, and those young people are totally tied to their mobile devices. But just help them see the consequences. You know, they've heard don't get behind the wheel and drink alcohol. Just remind them that the consequences of drinking and driving and the consequences of texting while driving could be the same, deaths and injuries that are totally preventable. And we encourage people, you know, put those mobile devices out of sight. If you're tempted to use them, just put it in the back seat so you're not going to be able to pull it out. Know where you're going. Use that navigation, program
that. That's exactly what I'm getting to, is I've touched my phone, and I felt guilty about it, but I've touched my phone not to text or email or anything, but to push a button or two on the navigation.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up a good point. When we say texting, what we found in our focus group research was that when you say the word texting, people believe that it's more than just actually texting a text message to someone else. It has a more broader definition. It could be programming navigation. It could be, you know, looking up music. It could be checking work email, updating social media, anything that has to do with, you know, using your fingers to do something on that mobile device, right, is distracting.
Takes your hands off, takes your eyes off, takes your mind off.
It's intoxicated driving. And so, you know, if you have to do it, pull over to a safe place and stop. Ask your passenger, if you're riding with someone, ask them to do it for you.
Sure.
Ask for some help. Be a good passenger. You know, speak up. If you see your driver of the vehicle that you're in texting, speak up and say something. It could save their life. It could save your life. And then also, you know, don't be a distraction. If we know that our loved ones are out there and they're on the way to the store or they're coming home for dinner, you know, we don't want to text them and say, hey, are you almost here? Because we know they're behind the wheel.
Right.
And finally, you know, everyone should prevent being intoxicated. Just as drivers need to pay attention, so do pedestrians and bicyclists. I've actually seen here in Southern California, you know, a lot of people that are in those crosswalks, and they are just glued to that mobile device as they're walking. And even bicyclists, I've seen that too.
I was working my phone. Now, this was in an office building. I was on my way to go see my chiropractor. But I was working my phone in an office building where my chiropractor is. I noticed that I stepped on something, or something was on my foot, just as I was entering an elevator. Someone's dog had relieved themselves just before the elevator. And yes, it was solid. Besides being grossed out, this was in an office building, and I'm on my phone in an office building, but yet I would have totally avoided that had I not been working my phone.
Right.
I wasn't out on the sidewalk. Right. I wasn't crossing a road, but I stepped in dog stuff, literally.
Distracted.
Exactly.
By a mobile device. And you know, it's messy. It could be messy, like in your situation.
It was.
And even more seriously, it could be deadly.
I had expensive shoes on, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We just hope that people will continue to talk about this, because it's a message that we have to continue to get out there.
Yeah.
Law enforcement can only do so much. And, you know, we do have strict laws here in California. But it really takes all of us continuing to remind each other, especially those new drivers that are out there.
Well, the new drivers, but then also those of us that need to set the example for the new drivers. And you know, therein lies another point is law enforcement. You know, when you talk about drinking and driving, you know, someone gets in an accident, you know, if they have alcohol in their breath or alcohol in their system, someone gets in an accident, you know, going back to those stats we were talking about at the top of the podcast, someone gets in an accident and they weren't, it's easy to say, no, the phone had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So I think those stats are way, 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 way worse.
They likely are much higher. And that's a good point. When you said be a good role model, you know, as a parent, if we want our young drivers to develop safe driving habits early on, we shouldn't be behind the wheel texting, because our kids are definitely watching what we're doing from a very early age. And if we're doing it, they're going to think that it's okay. Mom and dad does it, or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle does it. So it's okay if I do it.
Jeez, and I think about the eyes that my mom and dad have. They can't text. I couldn't possibly do it. I haven't driven in them in a very long time, but no way. No way. All right. Doug Shoup of the Auto Club of Southern California, Senior Public Affairs Specialist. Thank you, as always.
Thanks so much for taking this time.
Most appreciated. And we'll post that link that you mentioned earlier on iDriveSoCal.com on this post. For iDrive SoCal, I'm Tom Smith. Thank you for listening.
This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.